I just asked you something, Bruce. What I was going to suggest is that many times, George, the situation can be stabilized not by what you do, but by what you think you can do. I would think that if you get that in your trade bill or some of the thinking out with regard to what you have in mind, maybe you make a statement on the front of the paper that I think that, or I think that's the best thing. Just go out. This is what you're going to do. So you got a situation here where we have, I'll probably go to California next week. $6 billion balance in balance. creates a lot of problems for us, although as long as we're not convertible, they basically can't bring above us. We're in a strong position.
That's why it's just, thank God we're not convertible.
Right.
And yet with the Germans, we are convertible essentially. They stuck with us, that's what it is. They stuck with us.
And so we're not convertible, but we are trying to defend that rate.
Defend the dollar. What about the French? The French, you know, we've got to defend the economy. We defend the dollar. It's East Sweden.
No, the French haven't been hit quite so hard, but basically they'll ask for this too. But we feel we can do it, but only in moderation, and if it doesn't work, let it go. Now, the Germans say, Schmidt said, that under no circumstances will any part of America would have reserved them for sure.
Now, better than able to do
it, he said, we will close our borders. That's what we mean by that. Have a set of regulations that were put out that would, in effect, block a lot of dollar transactions and bulk and lower dollars into Germany. But he admitted that he was not going through the repercussions of that. But the development of the toll that we're talking about is a bad development in the United States.
But you see,
I suppose, over
are we suggesting that this is exactly the game we're going to start playing? We're going to give it, we're going to take the powers to have controls, to stop, basically controls, stop flooding, all that sort of thing.
Is that controls? These are controls on the legal flow of money. I suppose what's going on with the flow of goods. We think that maybe if we have any crisis, that we can take the occasion to kill our capital facilities and the social problems and the problems that we're rid of way back in 1968 when the government has started to do it. And they also want to say, no, we want the world to know that we stand ready to sell some of our coal at market prices.
Now, Arthur rejected that.
No, Arthur has
now we're on
it today. In fact, he told me the other day, he said, you know, I've never been much of an American challenge in analysis, etc. And after my latest visit in Europe, I have to say that he saw a lot of things correctly than a dash of cold water on the door. But anyway, we want to do those things. But what I would like to do, Mr. President, if it's all right with you, is if we don't go forward with something, and I'll get up this way before, is to move around with Vaughn and Mills and Frank and so on. They want to talk about Frank and with me and these business groups and talk about these things more freely. I haven't wanted to do that until I had a chance to talk to you about it.
Well, let me ask everybody. Part of that I'm going to suggest is this. I would like you to move on. And then I would like for you to, I mean, I think it would be very good to have a here and inspire you. See, I think the very fact that we're moving on and have a secretary back to
once I start moving around,
that was my point. But let me say, one of you control me. Here's a time when I think you can get in, follow Dale at the time.
And,
unless you think there's somebody else, I don't want to go over wrong. Calling any of these people down here. But if you could get Dale in and just say, like, for background, you might be interested in how you're moving around, you're going to be hearing about it here, so we're thinking of this as a result of growing out of your talks with the president, others, and then the debt, and so forth. And also, in our, well, you, of course, cannot be said to reverse it, in our long talks with prime ministers about this, and so forth, and so on. And let it. It'll make one hell of a story that will go, it'll get in the area where it needs to get, that's the Garden of Washington. What do you think of that?
I think that the idea that you're
going to be moving around, George, would have a, and I'd let it know that, you know, you're going to, thank you. If we have a suggestion
we have to look at
See, we can put that right in the accomplishment of that, which is the other side of the angel. We're going to be in that position quite often.
And this modified compensation is held along with the bias and by the U.S. government. So, you would have heard
why the Republicans oppose it.
There's a great issue, kind of a states' rights type issue on this deal. And there is a feeling that the federal government should have the setting standards for the state benefit level. Of course, the way they have stated it in your description of the benefit benefits is designed, the benefit standard in each state is related to the average wages in that state. So that what happens in Mississippi is not only affected by what happens in New York, but a proportionate standard is put in. As I remember the phraseology, it was something like the benefit level maximum should be such that at least 2/3 of the workers are eligible for at least 50% of their pay.
Thank you. you run the market, somebody else has got the name in the production, you're in a bad position. He believes we have got to have an American payment with you.
Does it make any sense?
Yes. And if so, that is one place where we just have to, we gotta go. I mean, we might as well make some points with some of our own people. I wish you would think about that. I've talked to Connolly. I don't mean that Connolly has thought it true, but it appealed to me that he may have a very good point there, and it happens to fit in our political needs.
Yes. You lay it very strongly in the question. If anything, I forgot it. It's Russian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the tankers, I've got it. You have to add it. Very specialized.
Yeah.
Gas prices and oil prices rise, the way that it's in my own purview. Okay, unless I better see what I'm going to say. Better guy,
George.